You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Wired.
Last week, some 250,000 children in the U.S. were sick with COVID, just a few weeks after the start of the school year in most parts of the country. This is now predominantly a disease of the unvaccinated, the epidemiologist Larry Brilliant reminds Wired's Stephen Levy. And right now, much of the U.S.'s unvaccinated population is children. They are capable of spreading the disease and of getting seriously ill. A dozen states currently have no pediatric ICU beds available. All of this means that until vaccines are approved for younger kids, diligent masking and regular testing in schools are critical. In other news, as of yesterday, healthcare workers in New York State are required to be vaccinated. Over the weekend, Governor Kathy Hochul outlined a plan for what will happen in the event that there are staffing shortages in hospitals. She's considering calling on the National Guard and medical workers from other states, as well as retired nurses, if there is a significant number of workers who have not gotten their shots. People who are fired for refusing to get vaccinated will need a doctor-approved request for medical accommodation to get unemployment insurance. Workers can also apply for a religious exemption. And late last week, Novavax and the Serum Institute of India applied for emergency use authorization from the World Health Organization for their COVID-19 vaccine. Approval would enable the drug makers to send doses to a number of low- and middle-income countries, including through the COVAX initiative, to which they've committed 1.1 billion doses. In trials, the shot proved to be more than 90% effective and appears to protect against the Delta variant. Novavax expects to apply for authorization in the U.S. and the EU later this year, but has prioritized seeking regulatory approval in lower-income countries that have yet to vaccinate many of their residents.
Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in Tune newsletter at wired.com/TT.